Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Crafted Kitchen podcast, where we talk about all things small food business related. I'm Cindy. I'm going to be your host today, and I'm so happy to welcome Vicky Escalante of Etoile Filante Patisserie, a specialty macaron and pastry business. I met Vicky about a year ago when she came to the kitchen as a referral from another business. She had been making macarons at home and selling heaps and heaps of them at food events. And she had long since grown out of her home kitchen. And so we were really happy to welcome her here. Vicky, tell us, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, my name is Vicky and I'm the owner of Etoile Filante Patisserie. I specialize in character macarons and everything macarons, really, and other cute pastries. I started my business, I think it's been like 2 or 3 years now. Yeah, I mean, it's been fun so far. It's been good, and it's been good being there with you guys.
We love having you, because I love the, you know, the shells that you won't use.
Yes. We don't throw anything out. We give everything.
As you should. Why macarons? How did you get started with that as opposed to a different cookie or confection?
So I've always loved macarons. I'm born and raised in Europe, and macarons is just something in our everyday life. You know, you go to everywhere, and they're just even still sold at Starbucks there. So it's always been my favorite dessert. And I've always loved baking, never professionally, was always just for fun at home. I had just had my baby and I was home bored. It was also during COVID lockdown. So I was like, let's start making them. And honestly, it all started because I was planning my daughter's christening. And then I wanted something very specific, like I wanted little unicorn macarons. And I was looking for them and I couldn't find them in Greece where I was going to have the christening. So then I said, okay, well, if I can't find them, I'll make them. So I just started doing it just to have them at the christening. So it was a very random start, but here we are.
Here we are. What roadblocks did you encounter early on as you were launching your business?
So once I decided that I wanted to turn it into a business, it was obviously a lot of work that people who are not into it might not understand. They might not even imagine how much work goes into it. At that time, I was actually working full time on top of having a baby and trying to do my business. So if I'm being totally honest, having the full-time job, it was probably the biggest roadblock for my business in order to actually turn it into a profitable business, because you only have so much time to commit to it. So that would have to be the biggest one.
So what was your day job?
I was working as a marketing manager.
Okay. And at what point did you say to yourself, this is more than just a side hustle, this is a thing, and I'm going to pursue this thing?
So if I want to be totally honest, I didn't really wait for the day that I reached the point that it was like a, you know, full on profitable business that could 100% like support me and my whole family. I just saw the potential and I took the risk. I said, okay, well, I'm just going to quit my job. I had saved enough money for 6 months. So I said, I'm just going to quit my job. I'll try it. Worst thing, like, it's not going to work out. So I can always find a new job. But if I don't try, I won't know, you know?
It was extremely courageous and is courageous of you to put aside the known, put aside something that is fixed and, you know, you get a paycheck every 2 weeks to embark on this journey. And I applaud you for that. Really, really great. Are there any decisions or experiences that you've had that you would directly attribute to your success?
Well, the biggest one, as I mentioned, it would be giving up that full-time job. It actually allowed me to put 110% of my attention into the business. So once I actually started putting the time into it, is when I started seeing more results. On a business side, it was honestly when I decided to start joining these different markets, the food markets. I went into it not knowing what to expect. I was fully prepared on going there and losing my money, because obviously these markets have big expenses. And it was a scary decision. But again, I was just thinking, it's okay, it's either going to work out or I'm just X amount of $1,000, you know, in the red. And, you know, luckily it worked out. Everybody, I was so mind blown by how much people loved the product. So that was definitely like a moment where it just, the whole business shifted.
Yeah, it seems to me that from day one, your product was flying off the shelves, so to speak. And it wouldn't be that hard to look at what you were doing and look at your results and the reaction from customers and know that this is something worth pursuing.
Yes. And honestly, I the issue that I have as a person, and I think honestly a lot of artists or creators or business owners have, is that they don't 100% believe themselves. You always have that, am I good enough? Is my product that people going to like it? So I, even to this day, you know, I'll go to the market and I'm always worried, oh, what if it was just a moment? You know, what if it was just a thing back then and now people don't like it anymore? But every time I go, you know, people will come, they will be like, oh my God, I love your product. They'll say how, you know, they don't even refer to them as macarons. They'll say it's art, which, honestly, I really appreciate when I really like it when people appreciate the work. And, you know, there'll be people that will keep coming back and back from the first market that they found us.
Well, I will concur with you that you are extremely humble and extremely fastidious. Good enough is not good enough for you. And you come to me from time to time saying, you know, voicing your fears and your concerns. And I remember a day in the kitchen early on when you were having trouble with the oven because you weren't used to it. And you threw a batch away.
Yeah.
You threw a batch of sugar cookies away. And you said, well, I'm just going to go home and I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to deliver these cookies. And I said, I know what you're going to do. You're going to order more ingredients and you're going to stay through the night until you get these done. And you did. And you got it done.
Yeah, there is a customer waiting for the product. And no matter what I'm going through, I have to find ways to work through it, to deliver. I mean, there isn't an option, you know, to call your client and say, sorry, my oven didn't work. So honestly, I'm so appreciative of the support that I had from you and honestly from other people at the kitchen, other small business owners too. So if I didn't have that push from you guys, I would still be here crying today.
Well, everyone here is happy to help you and everyone else. So how would you describe the community here at Crafted Kitchen?
I would say that everyone is more like a family. And I know it sounds so cheesy when people say, oh, we're like a family, but truly is. Like from the moment I joined the kitchen, I thought I was going to feel really awkward because I'm not coming. I was doing marketing. I was in the food business. So I thought it was going to be really overwhelming and the people would be like, I don't know, they would look at me like, oh, you're just coming from home, you know, which is not the case at all. And honestly, there's so many other people that started like I did. So everyone is truly like a family. You are so welcoming. Everybody in the kitchen is so welcoming. And even if you've never seen them before, if you go up to them and say, hey, I'm Vicky, I do this, I have this issue, kind of just pick your brains, like they're always welcome to help.
Yeah. And you did that and people stepped up to the plate for you. As a business owner, tell me about your best day ever.
This is a hard one because every day that something big happens, I'm like, okay, this is the best day. And then something else will happen. I'm like, no, this is the best day of my business. So I will probably have to pick two. One is for sure, again, when I got accepted into these markets, because it just totally changed, you know, the direction of my business. And then I will say is when I first got my big, like, corporate order, because that to me meant that, okay, people actually have eyes on my product and on my work. It's not just at the markets, it's outside the markets too, which honestly, it's a little bit of a validation, because when you go to this market, there's always a fear that without those markets, I'm not going to be able to sustain my business or myself. When I first got the corporate order, it was just an, okay, we're kind of good moment.
Tell us about an unexpected part of your journey, whether it's a good expected, a good unexpected or a bad unexpected.
I have both, good and bad. The good part would be, how much people love the work, because to be honest, I'm not, you know, I didn't invent macarons. I did it. There are other people that have been doing characters before me. So I didn't join the business with like a groundbreaking product. So I was worried that, yeah, people would be just, oh yeah, it's just macarons. So it's really unexpected when people actually loved it so much, they would come and say to me, you know, yes, there's other people that do macarons, but yours are so detailed. It's just artwork so perfect. So I didn't expect that reaction from the customer. To this day, I still don't, like, it's just so surreal, you know. And then unexpected for the bad is honestly when just things started. There will be a moment in everyone's business that things will go wrong, or, you know, a bad way, I should say. So yeah, it was some point a few months ago, I had all these events booked and all these orders and all these things. And then, you know, there was like personal things coming into the picture, like health issues that actually I had to take a step back, and it was so stressful. And, you know, when you are pretty much the only person in the business, if something happens to you, like, the whole business is on hold. So that was very stressful, and you never expect it. You never expect that something will happen. Thankful that my husband was able to help me through that.
So you said a moment ago, you know, you didn't launch a groundbreaking product. I want to remind you, Vicky, that there are no new products. There's not. There's just iterations of existing products. So what you did is, it should not be diminished by the fact that it wasn't, a new product to the world. What you've done is tremendous. The volume that you put out is tremendous. The intricacy of the painting on the macarons is extraordinary.
Thank you.
Nothing short of that. I've told you that before. All right. So I want to ask you just a few totally unrelated questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the fun part. What was the last thing you ate?
The last thing I ate. Oh my God. It was last night. I had a shake ramen.
Okay. What was your last impulse purchase?
Oh, I make so many impulse purchases. Like, I remember. Okay, I'll say. We went to an iMarket with my daughter, and she wanted she did the little claw machine, and she wanted a $120 big plushie. So I was like, let's do it.
Well, you did it for her, and I bet she loves that thing.
She does. I don't know how long, you know, normally she loves things for like this much time, and then she moves on to the next.
When was the last time you danced?
The last time I danced, you know what? I do little dances like every day, just so.
With your daughter?
Yeah, with my daughter, and like out of excitement. I don't know. Life is too short to just be serious, you know?
Well, and you're Greek, so you dance.
Yes, I do. It's in my blood.
In your blood. It is in your blood. What is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, anything with sugar.
Right on.
Yeah.
What's your favorite curse word?
Probably fuck.
Yep. Very popular. If you weren't doing this, if you were not making these beautiful confections, what would you want to be doing?
I was in marketing and social media before, which I liked it. I liked the creative part. My plan was honestly always, since I was young, to be doing my own thing. So I would probably be a freelance marketer.
That would be your dream job other than this?
No, not my dream job. That's what I would be doing. I just always, well, it's so weird. I just always wanted to be good at things and be successful.
Vicky, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Your story is inspiring, that, you know, from where you came to where you are, and the public reaction to your product is, you know, is overwhelming, I'm sure. And I'm personally inspired by you and your story and your work ethic. And it's such a pleasure to see you work, to have you as part of our community. We just adore you. But thank you so much for your time this morning. I will look forward to seeing you in the kitchen.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Thank you.